Bruce, you with us?
I'm here.
Bruce 100%. Jeffrey here. Zane Peterson's here. Mayor, try it again, Chris. I turned you up a little bit. Present.
We didn't want Chris in.
Good now. There we go. Yeah.
We cut his headphones off.
You got to turn them up. Pop has earbuds.
Yeah, what did Eminem say?
There's no snare in my
headphones. Yeah, there's no snare in my headphones. There's no Chris in our headphones.
I'm so glad Nick's not down here to make facial expressions.
So my man, so real quick, I know this is our hour, but real quick, my man Nick didn't have a baseball hat on today, and I almost didn't recognize
looks
him.
Looks a little different.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So he kind of looked like Squints off of off the Sandlot.
Go ahead. Never thought that. That is pretty good.
When he walked back in here.
Baby.
Yeah, look at that.
If we're not on, I think he's running, getting a drink and stuff. We might be on the bill. He may have heard it. If he comes, we'll see how he looks at you when he comes back.
Eight minutes. Looking clean.
Yeah, he just looks like a child off the Sandlot. Bruce Jeffrey here, as he always is on Tuesdays when available, Insight with the Night. And part of that Insight every other week is getting to chat on Unlisted with Chris Harrison and Zane Peterson, Main Place Real Estate. They are in the house. What's up, fellas?
How's it going?
Do we have a good, pull that in a little closer. Do we have a good St. Paddy's Day weekend? I saw Zane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see Chris that I remember.
You don't remember. Do you?
Could be good or bad. Tell me about how's life. How's people seeing them green signs out and about?
Absolutely. Yep. Things are getting busy. The sun's shining. So things are rocking and rolling right now.
Yeah. It's time people are either ready to post, get their houses on the market, ready to start looking for a house for themselves, and or get their houses ready, right?
Absolutely
correct.
Yep.
Tell me about investment sales. I don't even know I didn't even know how to define that just by reading that until I kept reading. Now I get it. And this is a world we're in now too.
Sure, absolutely. So one of the things we do is, and we talk a lot about residential sales, buying and selling your home. You want to move to a larger home. Your parents want to downsize and move to a smaller home. We certainly work through that. One of the other things that we've spent a lot of time going to seminars and getting educated on is doing investment sales.
Okay.
And that would, a good example of that is a property like a Walgreens.
Okay.
Or even Dollar General. That you see those businesses there, but Dollar General doesn't own their property.
Okay.
They're paying rent on their property.
Like nationwide.
Yes,
that's
absolutely
how they do it.
That is their model. When you see a new Dollar General get built, you will see it get built, open, and a for sale sign goes up. And that's exactly how they do it, because they put their money into the building, they build it, open the store, and then they'll go sell the property, and they sell it as an investment. And
but they still don't own the land?
Correct. Nope.
But they sell the business?
No, they'll still run the business.
They still run the business, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah. So that and who you said Walgreens does the same thing.
Everybody does.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
I mean, for the most part.
So it's rare when you find a business that buys the land and owns the land and everything. Mm-hmm. I think we knew like Doghouse didn't own their land. They did the work to the building. Is there anybody that sticks out that usually does? Are there companies that do? Does Walmart own their land?
Yes.
Okay. So a big one. You get that. Mm-hmm. Amazon's obviously buying their land.
Right.
Stuff
right.
like that.
Famously, McDonald's also, too. That was their whole shtick, was to basically be in the real estate business.
That's right.
Yeah. It was a big, big portion of
that. Learned that in the founder. Right.
There you go.
And yeah, I forgot about that.
If you look at a Family Video, too, which the video stores, how popular are video stores right now? Not very. But if you look around town, there's still two of those in town.
Mm-hmm.
And what has happened is they've rented off, this corner for Little Caesars, or they've got another pizza place in there. So they also are a real estate business at the
heart.
So
Family Video owns their building and rents out part of it.
They do.
And they rent it out also to somebody that goes hand in hand with them. I mean, maybe they probably are glad, hey, come get a pizza and a movie.
Absolutely.
Right. Now,
in concepts, they have their own pizza chain. And when it works out, they double them up.
I can tell by the way Nick's reacting, he did not hear what Bruce said about him. You're unaware of what was said about you, aren't you, Nick?
I was using the restroom and grabbing some water.
I didn't know if the radio station was on us. I
that
said we'll be
on
able
my
to
Facebook page right now.
That's weird. I said we'll be able to tell when Nick comes back if he heard what Bruce. He said you didn't. You don't look like you without a baseball cap on.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah, normally got a hat on, man.
Yeah, normally.
Yeah, and that's not all.
So I was going to do a side by I was going to do a side by side.
All right,
photo.
Do it. Let's wait for Nick's reaction.
Yeah,
to that.
Yeah. I'm gonna do a side by side.
Oh, we know that look.
He said you look like a very famous movie star.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. It's
he already knows.
I would worry just the same way if they said me. Yeah. So you know, this is pretty interesting. So a lot of businesses in town, it's investment sales. But you're also in on that for individual investors?
Yeah.
So you can help people with that?
Yeah. So a lot of times people will have their investment portfolio, and they'll have the stocks and bonds and the IRAs and 401k rollovers, those types. But sometimes people, you know, will have some cash that they want to invest, and they want to invest in something different. And certainly, you know, stocks and bonds are for some, and some also want to say, hey, I need a nice long-term investment that gives me something tangible that I can see, you know, and we get emails, you know, all the time because we're on broker mailing lists for, you know, a Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
You know, where you could basically buy the lease on those. Mm. And when you look at those, you know, even if that store closes, they're going to continue to pay the lease.
Gotcha.
So you have, you know, the guarantee of that large company that they're going to continue to pay the lease. And a lot of times they're 10, 15, sometimes even 20-year leases.
Why would somebody sell it then?
Investments.
Okay.
Just they need in and out of it. They want to take their funds somewhere else. You get into a lot of...
If you're willing to be patient, it'll pay off over time. It's
correct.
Pretty much what you're saying.
Yeah. And you get into a lot of tax situations, okay, too.
Chris and Zane, is that... without really pointing any real fingers to any particular properties, weren't there some longtime tenants in town holding some major big spaces, collecting rent, making money with really no incentive to do anything with it because it just pays for itself as it currently exists? Wasn't that sort of a thing, Indicator? And we might be getting to the end of the shelf life on some of that, but that seems to be something that is kind of stagnated growth where somebody was kind of hands off, whereas maybe somebody local that would have been able to come in and do something with the property and also collect the money from the rent or whatnot. Isn't this sort of the thing that you're talking about to some degree?
Yes. Yeah, that is exactly what we're talking about. And that happens not only in Decatur, across the country.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Just if there's still the corporation paying the lease on it, there's no real incentive for the landowner and the landlord
ultimately
sell it or to do.
Are you going to make more money over time? I mean, because if you don't sell it and they've got to pay 15 more years of a lease, you're going to get paid more in the lease.
Why would you sell it?
Yeah, you got 15 years to decide to do something.
I mean, unless you tell them, okay, here's what I'm going to make over those 15 years. Pay me that plus the cost of the building. I mean, that, and nobody's going to do that.
And sometimes that does happen, but if you're holding that asset and you don't have a release potential to it, you know, They know that you're going to stay in it and just hold on to that lease for 15 years.
So what if the business doesn't exist anymore? There's one Blockbuster left. So let's just pretend Blockbuster, that building was empty.
Sure.
So Blockbuster may still be paying some because they actually are still a company. Hey, is Blockbuster still a company digitally?
It is a company, but I think it is like it's a fractured off piece of the original company. So like some dude still owned a Blockbuster and franchised or licensed the name or whatever.
So you got an old Best Buy building. They're in business still, obviously.
Blockbuster.
But say you got one that's pretty much defunct. Blockbuster is probably not a good example.
Well,
Hollywood Video. I don't know if those exist anymore.
Bergner's.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say Bergner's.
So will they still be paying when they're no longer a business?
Depends on their term, and it depends on the terms of a bankruptcy as you get to that course of a business cycle. And, you know, certainly through, you know, the retail business, the mall business has had its challenges, but where there is still growth and very aggressive growth is in what's called quick service restaurants.
Okay.
You know, whether it be the Freddy's or Checkers or, you know, the burger shops, the fish shops, you know, that quick service, you know, and it's not McDonald's, you know all the options that are out there. So those types of businesses are doing very well and they're growing and they're strong corporate guarantees. So even if they made a decision to close a shop, they'll continue doing business.
Gotcha.
They'll continue paying the term too.
Do you guys, this is slightly veering off or maybe changing lanes but staying in the same thing. if somebody comes to you and goes, man, I've got this great idea. I want to open a business doing blank, whatever it is, right? Maybe a hot dog shop, like a University Dogs, okay?
And they love that place.
Yeah, I do too. That place is awesome over there in Oakwood. So I call up you guys and I go, look, I got this great idea. I went through the Milk and Score program. I decided I'm going to do a hot dog stand with my dad and my buddy Dan. Do you guys have the ability to say, all right, well, I've got a, I mean, obviously you can look through your listings and go, here's a few potentials, but do you guys have the information like traffic counts and other things that have you done a little bit of that homework that could help somebody? This is an investment, but not like for the sole sake of investing and making money, but I want to invest and stay there and work. Can somebody just call you up and go, I want to do a hot dog stand in Decatur. Can you help me figure out where to put it?
Yes. Yeah, and that's a service that we subscribe to as part of our CCIM membership is Esri, mm-hmm. and it is a business analyst program. Mm-hmm. And in that has traffic counts. We can pull demographics. We can put rings on it with 1 mile, 2 mile, 3 miles, show how many rooftops are in it. And rooftops are something that retailers especially are always looking for because how many people are living nearby. And just, you know, human nature, we're more likely to shop at the place that's a mile from our house than 3 miles from our house.
And if you haven't done the homework on certain places yet, you can. You can get to it in a hurry. You have that access.
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely what we do. And even like, you know, I use Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas, Texas as an example. You can look at that and we would also say, okay, what if at the end of 15 years, B-Dubs doesn't renew their lease? Well, then we can go, but this is in a high-income area, high population growth, tons of traffic. You know, even if they're not there, some other concept is going to come in there. So, again, we're looking at high-growth areas, and that's what's nice about what we do now is, you know, if somebody wants to invest, we're not limited to investing them just in Macon County or even Illinois.
Yeah.
I mean, we can go anywhere.
You can help
now.
Somebody right now. I don't know. Was that a real place that you got an email about?
Mm-hmm.
You can help somebody buy a Wild Wings in Dallas, Texas.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
And there's you don't have to be certified in Texas or, you know, you can represent people from right here. Mm-hmm. Why aren't these being – when these things happen, it seems – what would make it a bad investment? I mean, is it just the patience of how long it takes to get your money back?
A lot of times the return that individual investor is seeking. So
and how quick?
Each investor has their own return that they are seeking.
Gotcha.
And it's what that is versus the next guy.
Gotcha.
And then also something we didn't touch upon, which is awesome about real estate, is you can use other people's money to finance it. You can leverage it. So you can go to a bank, take out a certain amount.
Oh, okay.
You're putting in money as well, but it's one of the few investments out there that you can use other people's money and leverage.
When we started this conversation, I thought it was going to be all about people that want to, like, scoop homes and flip homes. You do that. That's out there too, though.
Absolutely.
We're talking about all this. Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Right.
If you do it well, you can have your own show on HGTV because they have Flipper Flop in every city in the United States, but nothing in Decatur yet. So
yet.
Yeah. So create
just
a TV
flip
show.
Flip in the name, and it'll be popular.
That's right.
Is that? I've always thought if you can't do most of the things in house repairs, it's not worth it to do it. Is that a wrong way to think? Can people make money in this business if they pick the right locations and prices, and you know, is that a world where there's money to be made?
It is.
If you're not the one going in, because
guys
that can do drywall and electricity, you know, like, you know, that can handle the plumbing themselves. They save so much money by doing this stuff themselves, making fixes and tending to houses. But you don't have to be a landlord to make money in this scenario always, do you?
No. I mean, you know, there's plenty of good contractors out there, and if you know what you're getting into up front and you know what those costs are and you have a good handle on it, there is a margin to be made on it still, whether you're picking up the hammer yourself or you're just hiring out and having someone else do it. But like a lot of things, real estate, in those scenarios, most times you make the money when you buy it. You pretty much know how much you're going to put into it, but that initial investments, you got to find a good deal to pick it up.
Since we're on the topic of investment properties, I'm curious, like there's a few cursed properties in town, maybe perfectly good structures on very good busy roads that just have a revolving door of different businesses that come through the years. Do you believe that sometimes the demographics, you know, one thing doesn't work there, maybe it was ran into the ground, poor management or whatever, the next person comes along, buys it on a song because they ran it in the ground. and they never really, maybe they didn't have the funding, and it was bad luck, you know, just didn't have the money to go past 3 months. Do you think in our markets, talking specifically about Decatur, can properties get that stigma that we can't recover from short of tearing it down or doing something completely drastic? Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not very superstitious, but certainly we know examples of properties that have not always succeeded well, and I think there's always various factors, but I think if you really drilled down and looked at things, it is in what are the immediate demographics? How many people actually live there? What are the traffic patterns that can greatly impact things?
Kind of beginning of next statement, it might feel like that's in a good location with good traffic, but maybe it's not without drilling.
Maybe just because a car drives by. Doesn't mean somebody's living there or that anybody has any reason to stop.
I can think of two or three locations, but they have current businesses. I don't want to throw those places under the bus like they went to a bad place. But Doghouse. So that location, did they just not have the best location? Was that something that maybe you needed to hit the traffic? Because when you walked into Doghouse, it was awesome. I mean, it was a great building. The food was good. Maybe there were other questions. I mean, there were other issues that could have been at play that has been brought to Nick's attention a time or two. But I mean, just why sometimes a place can fail. That's
right. And you don't know. And it's, another good example of that is, when McDonald's takes their location, they don't compromise. They don't try to save a little bit of money to, be close, but we're still a block away. They will pay the full boat to be in the right location that has the right ingress, egress. That is the most important thing. You even look at, here in town, the Aldi's.
Yeah.
Aldi's moved less than a mile from where they were to where they are. And there is a reason they did. And there's a reason that restaurants, clobber together in that Pershing and 51 area because they want to be close to each other. So you may have one that you think, hey, this is close to neighborhoods and there's nothing else around it. Mm-hmm. Well, what happens when you and Katie go out to dinner? Where are we going? I don't know. Let's just go. Well, the first place you see that's right by your neighborhood, you haven't decided by then.
Yeah.
You got to get to the area. Well, that doesn't sound good, and this doesn't sound good.
We're
and all of a sudden, you're circling in the area, right? You're going to go.
Maybe at 2 a.m.
Right.
But, no, and when you said that, I thought, I'm sure everybody does the same thing. When I think I'm going to get food on the way home, I think of Pershing Road, but that's on the way home for me. I'm constantly trying to think of other places to, where have you not been in a while if you're picking up food? And when you go out to dinner, I think my brain has been directed to downtown now. Mm-hmm. But still, if you're not downtown, if you're not going to open up a place downtown, everybody's brain's not going to work the same. But I wonder if I'm the majority.
Yeah.
When you think going out to dinner, Bruce, you're going to take Brittany out, do you think of downtown?
Oh, yeah, we downtown because we live in South Shores.
You don't have a lot of options, yeah.
Anything past downtown, it's like you got to drive 20 minutes to go way up north. So, yeah, we downtown.
You mentioned McDonald's not compromising, and there's several corporations that are like that. When you see a McDonald's put on a certain corner, doesn't that do a lot of the homework for you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's certain ones that, Dollar General has their, between.
Isn't Casey's real picky, too?
A lot of these retailers.
I think Nick said that. I thought you had said something about Casey's.
I had said Dollar General. Their general, generically, their motto is find a neighborhood, find a Walmart, and get in between so that people don't have to go all the way to it. So there's certain things where you look and you go, you know what? I think they might be onto something. They don't really ever guess. And also you can guess things like if they have McDonald's again, free publicity. If they've got one on one end of El Dorado, and they've got one on the other end of El Dorado, the common person might go, what do you need one on the same street for? And guess what? You do. Because it's serving two completely different audiences. And
10-mile people at lunch ain't going to run to West El Dorado.
I mean, right, exactly.
These types of things that you guys have learned when they call you, people looking to invest in good properties or to help land their business, these are the types of things that you guys have kind of understand the way that the machine's running, and so that makes you experts in the field, whereas we can kind of guess and speculate, but you guys have the data and the years of experience to help you out.
It's obvious. Loves gas stations, truck stops, and Waffle Houses are going to be off interstates. That's the anything. But this stuff it's next level, and you guys, that's pretty cool that you have access to this.
We have a property.
And the same could go for an apartment building.
Right.
I mean,
absolutely. that apartment buildings is, you know, where's the public transportation? Where are the jobs? You know, where are the restaurants?
Does all that kind of go into a score or a rating of?
There's many different, you know, walk scores, drive scores, you know, convenience scores. There's all that. And then there's the raw data you can look into. I mean, we've got more data than you could know what to do with. The hard thing is zeroing in on a few things and using that same measure across the board.
Cool. Bruce, ready to buy a Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas?
Not just as a but we can use something in South Shores, where the old PNC building is.
If I buy it, can I move it to South
Shores? If you guys got anything for that old PNC building.
We want all of it. We want the
Bruce,
employees.
That's already spoken for. That spot's already got some earth moving.
Okay, okay. Maybe I missed it, but yeah, we need something else out there besides Dairy Queen.
You'll be able to eat there pretty quick.
Okay.
I mean, what is it? No, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
All right, good stuff. Anything else to touch on?
Nope.
Fun unlisted this week.
Absolutely. Yeah. Next week, I will be I'm finishing my CCIM, which is Certified Commercial Investment Member. We'll talk more about that two segments from now. So I'll be gone at the next one, but Zane and Taylor will be here.
Oh, cool.
And
in 2 weeks.
Oh, so she made it. So she's still hanging on.
She's made it 2 weeks.
Good. Yeah.
So, and they are going to talk a little bit about kind of the residential side of investments, too.
Oh, cool. And that'll be on the 2nd, Election Day. Election Day unlisted.
That's right.
All right. There we go. And then you'll be back with us the 16th.
That's correct.
Cool.
Yep.
All right. Well, good stuff. Unlisted, Chris Harrison, Zane Peterson, Main Place Real Estate. Good hanging.
Absolutely.